was a major accomplishment for us. We were able to gain valuable work experience, graduate from the DBE program, and hire new key staff. Just recently, we were awarded a major contract to provide design for I-355, and this is our largest prime contract with the tollway. So we want to thank them for their support over the years, especially with minority-owned firms. Without that, we wouldn't have been able to grow to a size of over 75 employees today. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. I thought you were on 53, my mistake. Anybody else who has solely wanted to speak about 53? Okay, so it's been already a long morning. We try to take these in the order that people have arrived, and we track it from next time. What we'll try to do is put a time down in the corner so we get that right. I'm going to call you up in the order in which I received these. Okay, thank you. And as you probably observed from watching from downstairs, that you hold your remarks to 3 minutes, and I'll call 3 people up at a time, and then we'll, before the last person speaks, I'll call up 3 more. So, and again, thank you very much for your patience. You wouldn't believe that most of our meetings, we don't have this many people come to speak. So you chose a meeting which already had a full agenda of outside speakers. So the order I have people is Larry Bullock and Vernal Stewart. I'm sorry, I have that right now, and Wilbur Milhouse. Was there anybody who did not see the board members and others introduce from downstairs? Do we need to do that again? I don't want you talking to a bunch of people you can't figure out who they are.
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay, so I'm Paula Wolf. I chair the board.
Mark Peterson, director.
Mike Felsch, chief of client.
John Donato,
chief of procurement.
Jeff Ray, chief of control operations.
Andy Abrams, chief of communications.
Mike Finale, chief of general auditor.
Joe Perez, Illinois State Police, District 15 Commander.
Lucas Soldier, Chief of Diversity and Strategic Development.
Paul Kovacs, Chief Engineer.
Tom Weisner, Director.
David Gonzalez, Director.
Carl Towns, Director.
Jim Banks, Director.
Jimmy Carter, Board Secretary. Ian Sejuri, CIC.
David Goldberg, General Counsel.
Mike Stone, Chief of Staff.
Jeff Frederick, Director.
Jim Sweeney, Director.
Mandy LaFleur, Executive Director.
I'm sorry, Director Dorsey had a conflict. He had to leave at 11. Okay, thank you. Mr. Bullock, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, and I appreciate you acknowledging that you're one of my former constituents, and I see that life's treated you well.
Thank you.
And,
One
of the things I've learned, and I shared with some of the friends in the sidebar, I'm glad that I'm no longer sitting in these meetings for an hour and 20 minutes. I'll do what Liz Taylor said. I won't keep you long. I'm Larry Bullock, and I'm the president and founder of the Suburban Minority Contractors Association. We're a 22-year-old firm, and we are comprised of professional subcontractors, African-Americans, Hispanic women, and non-minorities as well. And one of the things we try to do is that we seek to be an advocacy and assist agency acknowledged and recognized by the City of Chicago, State of Illinois, Cook County, IDOT, and as of late, the Tollway Authority. I come today to basically talk briefly about the strategy of diversity in government contracting and the Illinois Tollway efforts. I am familiar with the Chief Executive of the State, the Honorable Pat Quinn's receipt of the Mason-Tillman Report and the Executive Order insisting that there be a greater diversity in contracting opportunities. I'm privileged that last year in December I had the chance to meet Gustavo Geraldo, your new staff person, who came to visit our meetings and provided tremendous value to our meetings. In exchange for that, we committed to working with the Illinois Tollway Authority on the implementation of Mason-Tillman, on the implementation of what was called unbundling strategies. And since that time in December to present, we've had the good fortune of coming out here for 3 workshop sessions with your esteemed Executive Director, Christy LaFleur, with the Illinois Road Builders. And of course, we came as a part of a strategic alliance with the HACIA Contractors, the Federated Women of Chicago in Construction. Jorge Perez had to leave, he waved, and Beth Dora was here as well. And we also worked with Larry Ivory from the Illinois Black Chamber of Commerce. This is due in large part to the efforts and works of Gustavo and Stephanie and Lisa, and of course we met Paul and the whole gang out here, who showed us unusual hospitality. The meetings weren't always as amicable as your meetings, in that some of the people did not appreciate the fact that we were pressing to implement your board policies of diversity in contracting. Some of the things that we recommended was the unbundling of ramps, reducing the requirement for insurance on OASIS and other kinds of projects that we felt would be more appropriate to reach your diversity goals. I'm delighted that at least we know and receive from staff, including your executive director and others, a commitment to continue to pursue those kinds of value adds to the tollways efforts. Since that time, we have been fortunate to learn of contracting opportunities, some of which gentlemen are behind me, some of which you heard before me, of minority firms and women-owned firms who have been given an opportunity with the Illinois Tollway. And so I will not pursue further my comments, but in closing, I wish to say this. And I said this at the initial session we had out here in the tollway on the second floor across the hall. This isn't my first rodeo, and I've been around the state for about 40 years. And I was there before Harold Washington became mayor, and I was there back in the days of Jim Thompson and others. And I have yet to see an executive order of the kind that Governor Pat Quinn has put in place and the commitment that he has made to diversity in this state at all levels. And so I said to Gustavo and all the other people, this is a unique opportunity that I see at long last in our state for us to not only make Illinois proud of the diversity program of the Tollway Authority, but to really put some teeth. And I think the most significant part of this is that when I used to pass laws, and sometimes the laws would get abrogated through the writing of rules, the important thing that this tollway is doing is that you've taken a proactive stand, not because of some court order. You've taken a proactive stand to ensure that there's diversity in contracting and professional services in this 10-year, $14 billion project that you've launched. And so I want you to know, not only does the Suburban Minority Contractor stand with you in this 15-year effort, but we also would like to be considered, Madam Chairperson, to work with that Blue Ribbon Committee. We have a Lake County chapter that is in Waukegan, and we just saw an innovative project with the Waukegan School Board up there, where they put in a 25, a 10, and a 7 on the Capital Development Board project. We exceeded those goals working with that school board and those contractors to the point that they had a 50% local preference participation and a 50% minority participation on that school project. So the Suburban Minority Contractors Association wishes to commend the chair, the directors, the esteemed executive director of this organization, and some of the faces I see around this table that I've known through the years. I thank you all for giving us this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we will take you up on your offer.
Thank you.
Well, I guess first of all, 40 years ago, I was 14. So that means that, you know, I was just a participant in all the things that you were able to accomplish. But one of the things I wanted to share was kind of a brief history of where the tollway was and where it is today. And I'm speaking in terms of my history. You know, one of the things that come to mind, I remember the time when there were streets that I... Well, this makes me nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Well, one of the things that come to mind is that I remember a time when there were certain streets that my parents told me I couldn't go past. Another thing that comes to mind is that there were parks that I couldn't play in. And there were also the term that you're given through history, hey, you know, you couldn't be quarterback. You know, that just was something that didn't happen. And then last, I got a father that's 93 that I love dearly, that made a statement 10 years ago that he has to retract on. He says, who do you think you're going to be, president? So one of the things that come to mind is that the tollway, what I've seen with the tollway over my years of experience and what it looked like then versus what it looks like now, this is what I think it was intended to look like. But one of the things I think you've implemented and put in place today is the staff that you have and what their intents are and what their intentions are moving in the future. Christy, forget about it. I think you're, you know, you moving forward with your staff in the future for changing who we were yesterday to who we are going to be today is a big deal. I appreciate everything that you brought to the table as far as bringing diversity to the top, knowing that, you know, it was a walk of people of color that everybody else has been able to take advantage of. But guess what? Diversity is about all of us. And I praise your staff, Paul, Gustavo, I mean, forget about it. The thing that I'm here just to share with today is the fact is, you know, where we were yesterday, we are a different look today. And I think this is what it's supposed to be like. But thank you for just the opportunity to share that.
Thank you. Next three people I have are Rashad Johnson and I think it's Corey Marino and Beth Doria.
Good morning. My name is Wilbur Milhouse. I'm the president and CEO of Milhouse Engineering and Construction. I've been a vendor of the towways since 2006. We were awarded our first prime contract then, and today, or hopefully today, we were recently selected to be the CM of choice for the James Adams towway. We're quite excited about that, and I started my company back in 2001, and it wasn't a very, very easy start. As many companies go through rough starts, the first two or three years of starting my company, I had tough times. Actually, back in 2003, for about 6 months, I was out delivering pizza at night just to keep the lights on and keep going towards my dreams and my goal. Back in 2006, when I first started with you guys, we had a staff of about 17 people. Today we're somewhere about 74, 75 people. And that growth is due in part to our history with you. We've had several contracts, and those contracts have grown in time. And you've grown with us as we've grown, and I'm quite excited to talk about the prime work that we have and how for minority contractors and minority firms, professional services especially, those contracts give you the ability to grow and to choose what type of staff that you're going to have for to do what type of work. And that's the real way you grow minority business. So I want to say thank you to the Towway staff, and thank you to this board for entrusting us. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I stand before you very simply to thank you. I'm humbled and blessed to be here. My name is Rashad Roderick Johnson. I am the president of the Roderick Group. We are a small civil engineering firm in the West Loop, and it's great to be literally my mentors, Vernal, Wilbur. These are guys who I follow behind. So I'm going to give you a slightly different perspective and tell you that I have been selected on the PMO contract with HNTB, and this is my first tollway contract. I'm a small firm. We have six professionals that work for me. I started this firm 7 years ago last week, and this is our first tollway contract. This contract is the type of contract that will help take the Roderick Group to grow into the Wilbur Milhouses of the world, and I thank you. This contract is going to be 5, 10, 15 years. We're going to be able to add staff, new jobs, new people. 65% of my firm are minorities. I believe in, as a minority person, that I'm going to hire qualified minorities to work for me. So it's not just the person up top, it's everyone within my firm. And we all believe that. This PMO contract is going to be significant, and I understand that there's, as you're going to see a presentation on it, so with 30% minority participation, that's great, but I'm happy about my 6%. Because it's going to help us to grow, and it's we've worked with HNTB over the last couple of years to get a strategy that's not just going to give us a bunch of people up front, but it's a steady growth that's going to allow us to add people over time, which for a small firm, minority or not, a small firm, that's what's needed in order to really put you on the path of success. I own another company called Material Service Testing, and it is a union materials testing laboratory. And we also won a couple of contracts today, both for H.R. Green and Wilbur Millhouse. Again, Millhouse has been one of my mentors since college, back at University of Illinois. And he told me years ago, you know, if there's an opportunity that I can help you, I will do that. And he's been a man of his word. And as we have grown with our firm, we've grown with him. And I really just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity for the first of many contracts with the tollway. I am not going to be that consultant that is satisfied as a minority. You will see my name on as prime very soon, and I hope that you select me coming soon. Thank you.
Is Beth Doria not here? Okay, then the next three would be Bob Israel, Khalid Elkazapak, and Jorge Perez.
Good morning. My name is Jorge Moreno, also known as George, and I'm here also to express my thanks and really want to commend the authority for the opportunities that you have given my company. I am the owner president of CivCon Services. We are an MBE DBE firm based in Chicago, and for 12 years we've been providing management services on large public transportation programs for the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois. And today is extra special for me because, as Rashad mentioned, we are also part of the program management team with HNTB, and we've been in partnership with HNTB for years now, and we really see this as a great stepping stone for CivCon to build upon in the program management field. That's our niche. But this opportunity will allow us the opportunity to diversify, allow us to hire people, allow us to learn new areas of program management that we are not accustomed to working on. So we're very excited about that opportunity. We're also excited about the opportunity that for the last 6-7 years, we have been supporting Primes as a sub-consultant. And I was so honored when I received a call from Christy earlier this year, where she had indicated that we were selected for our first prime contract as a CM for a very important project for you, the authority, which is the Dixie Creek Relocation Project, for which is obviously in advance of the large interchange project upcoming for 294 and I-57. So to me, I'm proud of the fact that you are providing the confidence and the trust that we're going to deliver this project to you on time, and make sure that your next project and ahead of that will succeed in the time that it's supposed to. So again, thank you very much for this opportunity. Again, we look forward to supporting you in all different capacities, and I really look forward to continued relationship and partnership with the tollway. Thank you.
Thank you, and I gather the other two people I had called have left, so the last three I have are Deborah Sawyer and Omar Sharif and Don. Yes, please, go ahead.
How you doing there? My name is Bob Israel, president of Save Our Community Coalition. And I heard all the wonderful things these guys thanking you guys for. I hope next time I speak I can thank you guys. But right now it seems to be a problem with this tri-state tollway. With the rural minority kind of hurting my community. There's no African-American participation right now with this contract, I was told. I heard from Bobby Rush and Jesse Jack. Zero African-American contractors on this. And then I got this study y'all got out with the African-American Employment Plan. Y'all hired 8 people, new hire between July 1st and 12/31/11. 8 new hires, but 0 African-American skilled craftsmen. So I'm just here to try to speak for the voices. The tollway voluntarily submitted, like the gentleman said, to the African-American Employment Plan. But I don't think the Illinois road builders and your general contractors have. You know what I'm saying, Lorick and a couple of others. I don't know who else, I just know I see Lorick. And I was trying to see if I can build a partnership with this for your community outreach, screening and referrals, professional services, as he said, internships. Because you know, it's a lot of, seem like to me, institutional violence going on. You know, a lot of these institutions, I'm not saying the toll world, I'm saying these other ones. I've been dealing with the Public Building Commission, Water Rec, Metro, if anybody knows about this Metro program. I mean, you can go on. I don't know if anybody's familiar with this article that was in Crane, Chicago Business. It's a major problem going on with these general contractors that do the construction. So with your community hiring component, I was told there's not one. I was wondering if we can get some type of community hiring component over here with these, with the 294 and 557 finna connect. I don't know if it's the pre-stage now, which stage is in. But I want to thank you. I do have to thank you for a couple of your team members came out and spoke with us. And I want to thank you. It happened to be Ken Duncan, just happened to be in there in the meeting. I heard somebody named Christy mention her name. I think you're familiar with Ken Duncan. I don't even know who Christy is, but okay. The name is weird. I'm just here to speak for, you know, Dennis African American Advisory Council. I heard y'all working with them. I don't even know who they are. Then you had a diversity synopsis. I was reading in your book. I was wondering, who did you partner with to do African American advocacy organizations? So I just want to just thank the tollways. They thank them. I'm going to thank y'all for sending these guys out. But all I'm going to say is this is a major problem out there on 159th. And I don't know who I need to talk to, but we need to do something. Cause I think Bobby Rushman want to protest it, but I want to go another route. I want to see what I can do to build a relationship with you guys to help my community, local community, hire, because I see license plates from all over the state, Lake County, Indiana, everywhere. But I just want to hacker the guys right there in Markham, Harvey, one of the most impoverished neighborhoods in this state, get involved with these contracts and job opportunities.
Thank you. Well, we're very eager to outreach with anyone who wants to help, so we'll continue to work with the staff, I hope.
Sorry for my casual time. Actually, on vacation today.
Sorry.
Very happy to have the opportunity, though. I'm a thank you and a success story. I think I'm Deborah Sawyer, owner of Environmental Design International. We're a 20 and a half year old. Oh my God! I started when I was 12. And a half old engineering firm. We specialize in civil and environmental engineering, and we have provided almost every service that we do for the tollway. Before we became a prime consultant, we did three major projects. We were involved in the open road tolling with Knight, I believe I-294 with Robert H. Anderson, and I-94 with Strand. Robert H. Anderson and Knight were the three big subcontract projects we were on. We've now done three prime consultant jobs for the tollway. We did I-294 from Dempster to Willow. That was almost a $10 million in fee job. And I believe Wilbur was on that project with us. Yes, he was, as a sub. Thank you, Wilbur. And we're currently recently awarded the redesign of some ramps on I-90 and 88. So thank you. I mean, we are an MBE-WBE success story. In fact, we have now graduated from the DBE program. And continue to be selected. So I think that's what the program's all about. You learn the agency and the prime consultants as a sub. We worked as a sub probably for 5 to 7 years and then won one of the largest projects you had in a long time, I-294, and we still continue to win work. So the program continues to expand and get better. Christy, I love the fact that you love new firms, small firms, all kind of firms. That's great. Gives a lot of people opportunity. So continue to do the good work that you've done, because there are many success stories out there. EDI, Millhouse, we are not the only two. There are many, many success stories. So I just want to thank you for the good work that you do, and I'm happy to still be here 20 and a half years later.
Thank you. Take the rest of the day off.
Well, in my line of business, you got to keep working even on holidays. My name's Omar Sharif, founder of the African American Contract Association, been established since 1989 out of the Chicago Urban League. We have offices all over the Illinois area, in Peoria, Illinois, Rockford, Illinois, Joliet, and as well as some of the Midwest areas, Detroit, Peoria, Indiana, Indianapolis, in those areas. But I'm here to talk to you about how can we get more African Americans involved. Not the secret world of minorities, but African Americans, because in the area that I live in, my kids grow up in, they 8 and 9, they want to see African American men and women working on those highways, those byways, where we get our Starbucks over at the Odyssey, you know, the crossover and all that. They want to see men and women that look like you and I in those communities. Yes, we are in a diverse community. Our governor is a good governor. I've known him since he was a treasurer, when he was trying to become governor several times. So trust me, I know him well, Jack Lavitt. But my thing is that we got to come up with a problem that is in our community. Bob Israel alluded to it, but it's more serious than him alluding to it. We got to see more African-American men and women working in those communities. Just yesterday, we met with a group of contractors at 2600 South Loop in the Chicago area, of all areas of discipline in the industry. We found that a lot of them are being shut out of jobs and contracts. There have to be some type of training component in your operations so that you can do more outreach. I know Ms. Vick, Ms. Williams, and others, Stephanie, and others have been working on trying to do some outreach, but we got to figure out how we penetrate and let people know that the tollway want to do better and look better in those communities as you build and get these resources, bonds, and grants from these agencies. Because if not, what you're going to have is that the community will end up stopping those jobs and creating problems in those areas, and it just don't look good for the legislators. We sat down with some, we're going to meet with some of the other African-American legislators to insist on them to continue to pressure you guys to make sure that we have more involvement so that this community can be better and brighter for all of us. Because, see, it's a sad day when we water the trees with our taxes and none of the grapes and oranges fall in our laps. You know, that's a bad day when you don't have no check at the end of you all sitting at this table drinking and absorbing all this nice air. So we want to make sure that we all be a part of your growth and your development and come up with a real thrust, come up with a task force team so that as you build these projects, you try to get a feel of what the community would like to see, what it would reflect in the community, even to the business development side of it. If you're putting up them Odyssey places where you got to stop and get stretch your legs or exercise yourself, tell us about some of those smaller companies that you have developed. Not so much about the ones that want to keep getting money from you, but the ones that have just started out. And it makes a difference in our community. But I thank you for this time. I'm sorry I'm casually dressed because it's so hot outside. I'm glad you all were suited up, but I couldn't do it today. Sorry. But thank you again, and God bless you.
I want to say in the words of our Savior, Shalom unto everyone, which means peace. And my name is Dr. Eliyahu Israel. I want to give you a little quick background on me. I started in the movement, civil rights movement, at the age of 10. Matter of fact, this is one of my little brothers right here on the board. I thought I was coming for one reason, but I guess I came up for another. I was righteously set up. Hallelujah. But that's a good thing. But I want to say that I come today to talk to you all about a word called parity. I seen that in your study there was a term and a study for disparity. And on the streets, and you know we have to still be connected with the young folks, that term dis, it means to disrespect. And so we're studying disrespect. And in the study, I really didn't find the answers. Sometimes you can see an equation on the board, but the truth of the matter remains on the board until somebody can come up with proper answers. I see that we're working towards some things, but there's a difference between working on it and getting the job done. If we were still working on these toll roads for all these years instead of getting some of the components done, we would have some major problems. Now, let me say this, that I appreciate the efforts. I really do. And I'm the type of person, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to lie to you. I appreciate the efforts. But we need to get an accelerated program. We need to put some components in there that will make these things retroactive. In other words, things that will go on forever. There are some things in which we have accomplished over the years that have fallen through the cracks because we got lax and we didn't have safeguards, we didn't have safety nets. Some of those things is that we say sign on with the unions and we're not forcing the unions to comply. This is coming from you all's contractors because I done met with a whole lot of them. Alright? I happen to represent the South Suburban Ministers Association, the NAACP, International Congregations of Israel. I happen to be a Hebrew Israelite, and by the way, all of us are serving the God of the Hebrews. And I'm here to say that if you bless an Israelite, Yah will bless you. So don't forget us, because we've got to eat too. I got 18 grandchildren, and I don't want them to think that they don't have no hope for tomorrow. Just like you all's grandchildren have hope and willing to work hard, we want our children and our grandchildren to have hope. I don't want them to think that I'm sending them to school for nothing. I don't want them to think that. And so I'm saying that not to say, oh, here's a pity party. I'm not about pity party. I'm not about pity party. I'm here to speak reality. That's a feeling that if you don't understand it, I believe the Most High will make you understand it. I'm just here to tell you the truth. And I'm telling you because I love you, because I don't hate nobody. I don't hate nobody. But we do have to do better. We're going to have to do better. We're going to have to put some training programs in there to help jumpstart our tomorrow. Because if you don't invest in those folks, young folks today, we'll have no leadership tomorrow. And that's the truth of the matter. I appreciate you and I love you.
Thank you very much. I have two last people, Don and Carrie Nutter.
Yes.
Thank you.
Excuse me, young man. Go ahead.
Sure.
Good morning. I'm Donald Deonisotis. 40 years ago, I was 42. I'm still trying to learn, and I'm trying the best I can. Oh, I get a laugh out of this guy. And I'm still trying to learn. I desperately want to know about public finance. And we're into it here, and up to our armpits. And I get confused, and I've even asked for some guidance to give me some help with that. And so that leads me to say that I read in the Tribune last week an article which said this: we are giving a no-bid $70 million contract for overseeing the construction and reconstruction of the system. The words no-bid scare me, and I'm sure they don't scare you guys, but it scares me. And plus, the chief engineer, Paul Kovacs, I don't know if he's here or not.
Raise
your hand,
Paul.
You were kind enough to tell us that the company which got the contract, HNTB, which has done good work for us in the past, us being, I'm part of this too, good us, a word for us in the past, is the right fit. Doesn't seem like much of a qualification, a right fit. Now, I've got a two-year-old granddaughter who is the right fit in many parts of my life.
Same.
No offense. But those words popped out of this, no fit. And they are going to oversee $12 billion worth of work, which is going to take a very long time and a great deal of money. So I just wanted to bring that up. I want to bring out that question, make sure everybody hears what I say, and I don't know if they read that article last week. And there was an article today in the Tribune which says that the Congress is trying to negotiate a bill for a multi-billion dollar transportation bill. Now, it would be nice if we can get some of that multi-billion and put it in our program. I don't think we could legally do that. But these two things, last week and this week, come to my mind. I've heard a lot of good things here today, and I don't want to spoil it, but I did want to tell you what was on my mind. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. We actually spent a lot of time trying to help everybody understand what was described possibly inaccurately as a no-bid contract. So I know Paul and Wendy Abrams would be happy to talk to you after the meeting and let you know. I think that's, I don't mean inaccurately, I think that's a term that people have sort of ascribed to something that's much more complicated than that.
It grabs you.
Yeah, it does grab you. That's what papers
that was the point, I think.
Thank you.
Hello, this is, I'm Carrie Nutter. I'm owner of Program Management Control Services. I'm a very small WBEDB firm that was actually given my start by HNCB on the CRP in 05. Since then, I have had the opportunity to be part of some very, very good primes and some very good agencies in this area. My definition of success is working on important programs that make a difference to a region, working with very good agencies, and being very selective in the primes that I work with. Because I like actually doing some of the work, and so my time to manage the work has to be kept to a minimum. And if I pick good primes and I pick good agencies, I'm allowed to actually work and be productive, and that makes me feel good. So I want to say first off that the engineering department at Tohoe is among the best.
Raise your hand again, Paul.
Paul and the group he manages are phenomenal. I have worked with almost every other agency in this area, and these guys are professional and they're committed. And they absolutely want to do the best for the toy. My second item for success is good programs. And Move Illinois has the opportunity to make a huge difference to the entire region. And that's why I want to be here. That's what drives me to stand up here, even though I'm nervous, and to talk to you guys. The third thing is finding primes that respect subs, small subs, big subs, women subs, black subs, Hispanic subs, all of us. They pick us for our professional abilities. And that's all we can ask for, is to be able to be selected on your qualifications and be allowed to do good work. HNTB gave me my start, but I work with AECOM. I work with many of very good primes around here, but I'm very selective. And this program, this agency, this engineering department, and my prime really allows us to do good work. I know I'm last, so I'm going to be quick. I want to address one thing, though, that was brought up right before me. There's a difference between bidded work and qualification-based selection. As consultants in this area, we are selected by our qualifications, by our credentials, by our experiences, not because we're low bid. So we are not selected on bidded work. So it was a little bit misleading in the Tribune. And I can't speak on behalf of the tollway, but that's just my little 2 cents worth on that topic. So thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Paul, for running a very good organization. Thank you, Christy and Paula, for letting him do that. And thank you for the opportunity to talk.
Thank you very much. So I want to thank everybody who's taken the time this morning and the patience to stay and to speak to us and to observe the others with such grace and politeness. And anybody who wants to stay is obviously welcome to stay. We're open to talking to anybody at any time as board members and staff about any concerns you have about the tollway, and eager to try to make sure that what we do is appropriate and consistent with all of the laws, executive orders, and goodwill that we should have in terms of diversity and really creating an environment in which everybody can benefit from the work we do. So with that said, you're welcome to come and go, and we're going to move with the leave of the board to the consent agenda first to make sure we have enough votes to work on all of this before we then see how much time we have to go back to the other things on the agenda. And for those who are not familiar with our work, I just want to make sure, can I say this and bore everybody at the meeting, but we move to the consent agenda very quickly. These have all been vetted by staff, by the executive director, her chief of staff, and in the committee. So if it looks as if we're tearing through this and making snap decisions, that's not the case. There's been a lot of work and analysis that goes into it. There are still questions about some of these items, and we're always open to questions from the board on these. So So with the, may I get the leave of the board to move the consent, to move to the consent agenda, please? Okay.
Yes.
So let's start with finance. I believe we can do numbers one.